Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 134. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Just an absolute frustrating weekend for the New York. I mean, look, I know Lindor was asked after the game if he was embarrassed by it. And I understand players don't want to say embarrassed. There's a professional team on the other side. And normally I would agree with that sentiment. Like, hey, that's a professional team on the other side. You tip their cap. Normally I would agree. I happen to despise the way the Pittsburgh Pirates do business. I hate some of these teams. Like, the Colorado Rockies are a joke. To fire their managers is a laughingstock. Same thing with Pittsburgh. And I'm already, you know, I got a couple tweets about stop being a bitter Yankee fan. I am rooting for the New York Mets over the Pittsburgh Pirates. You could believe that or not. I don't care. And that doesn't even, it's not even the point. I don't know if you could tell. I'm genuinely annoyed with the New York Mets right now. They're better than this. They're better than this. And I understand Lindor doesn't want to, you know, admit being embarrassed, and that's fine. Players feel that way. Yankees were saying the same thing when they're going through their struggles. And by no means, let me just make, I might have had a slip there. Make no means, don't make no mistake about it. The Yankees are not out of anything. They go play a Toronto team that they better go beat. Like, winning 2 out of 3 against the A's and having a miserable game on Saturday does not tell you they are out of any kind of funk. But they're hesitant to say I'm embarrassed. They point to the other team being a professional team. And normally that makes more sense than it does for the Mets this weekend, because I'm not sure the Pirates are. I'm not sure the Pirates are. And I know you're going through it, and you can struggle. And you could even lose a series to Pittsburgh on the road. You can't get swept, and you can't be outscored 30-4. Your starters can't have an ERA over 13, and your team hit with runners in scoring position under 100. Starters had an ERA over 13, and the lineup hit under 100 with runners in scoring position. I mean, to the Pirates, without Skeens. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And especially to squander the momentum they had against Atlanta. I don't know why that's bothering me. Maybe it's because I yelled for 5 hours about how important of a win that was. That's not important. That doesn't mean jack. That win is meaningless. Meaningless. Those last two games against Atlanta, meaningless. Now look, the positive is, if I'm going to give you a positive, is that they won so many games and had such a good record to start this slide, with the best record in all of baseball, I believe, right before the slide, that they're still 11 games over 500. They're 11 games over 500. They are 2 games back in the loss column of Philadelphia. They're still in a playoff position. They're still the top wild card. I believe they are 2 games ahead in the wild card. Let me double check that real quick. The wild card standings. They are 2 games up. They're a game up on the Cardinals, 2 games up on the for the final spot, and then the Padres are the fourth team a game. Like, so they're only 2 games up. The Giants are 2.5 back. The Reds are 3.5 back, and then the Diamondbacks at 6. So, but I mean, you're talking about, you know, the San Diego Padres, who are a pretty good team. You're only 2 games better than them out of being out of a playoff position. But they're still in it, and they're about to take on the Milwaukee Brewers, who have been hot. And Quintana on the mound, as he was passed over when all the injuries were happening in spring training and everybody was screaming, bring back Quintana, bring back Quintana. They chose not to. He's having a really good year with Milwaukee. That's the other thing that's probably bothering Met fans right now, and I'm going to get to the calls. It's starting to show some cracks in David Stearns. Again, it's a 16-game stretch. And overall, he has done a great job. Last year does not disappear with 16 games here. Last year, that team went on an incredible run. They went all the way to the NLCS on kind of a transition year, a building year, isn't maybe the, I don't know, whatever. We know what last year was. Heading into last year, the expectations were maybe playoffs if everything broke right. And they were in game 6 of the NLCS against the future champion Dodgers. That was one hell of a season they had last year. And they had the best record in baseball from June on. And this year, they got off to a great start. They're still in really good position to make the playoffs and go on a run. But the failings of this team, and some of the young players aren't even drafted by Stearns or brought in by Stearns, but you know the young players are failing, and this rotation that he built this way is collapsing. The pitching lab is collapsing. Now, a lot of it's due to injury, yeah, but you know what? You can't cry to me about injuries when you built a rotation based on the idea that pitchers get injured. Yeah. If you're going to build your rotation on the idea, I'm not spending money on it because pitchers get injured, and you talk about how great your depth is at the start of the year because you got Paul Blackburn waiting in the wings. Like, no one's going to feel sorry for you. And Met fans are going to get pissed off that this is what the rotation looks like, and you didn't put any real talent in it or spend any money when you have the richest owner in baseball and a feeling like this is the year to capitalize on trying to win a World Series, and you got Juan Soto. So you're starting to see the cracks in David Stearns. And maybe, just maybe, because I am the Yankee and Brian Cashman shill, we'll get into the idea that this is why Brian Cashman gets in trouble. Because the concept of going into a rotation like this isn't something the Yankees really tolerate. So they spend money, and sometimes it's poor money spent. Sometimes the contracts don't work out. Sometimes the players are a disaster. But this is what we talk about with the small market teams. Eventually, you're going to find out that you can't, like when you have the money, you can't just build it like a small market team and hope it works out. You're going to have to take chances and bring real talent here in every aspect of the team, not just in the everyday lineup and not just on guys under 30. You're going to have to take some chances to bring real talent in here and put out contracts you don't necessarily love because you're chasing a champion.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.